Today is the first day it really feels like summer in the morning. Pat, I've got a polo shirt on. It's 67 and humid.
I have the central air on. How about that?
I've got the central air on here, and I got the air on at my house. It's a wonderful time.
94 yesterday at Bradley, record high. There were record highs shattered all over the place yesterday. I don't think it'll be as warm today because it'll be more in the way of cloud cover. And there could be showers and thunderstorms erupting at any time, especially this afternoon. Any of those storms could be gusty or even severe. Now, the best chance of severe would be north of us. In my opinion, this is the area that I would highlight. From the Berkshires westward to north of Albany, up into the Adirondacks, and over into the southwestern corner of Vermont. I think that area is the target area today for anything severe. Doesn't mean that anybody else cannot get it, but I just think that would be the prime area.
Yeah, we got bubkis yesterday. We got bubkis.
And we got a pretty good storm. It wasn't a thunderstorm. We had a strong winds and heavy rain come through here. I guess it was around 7 o'clock last evening. The temperature before the storm was 89. A half hour after the storm was 68.
We got bubkis just spit every time. It looked like, you know, you would see the storms approaching and they'd get right to us and gone, just faded away.
Yeah, and I don't think that'll be the case today because we actually have a cold front moving our way. So I think there will be a lot of juice in the atmosphere. Right. And they should end tonight, mid-50s. Tomorrow will be a partly sunny day, 75 to 80. On Sunday, the front that comes through tonight stalls to the south and tries to come back north on Sunday as a new cold front comes out of the Great Lakes. The two will combine to give us clouds and showers on Sunday, 65 to 70. It'll be partly sunny and only in the 60s on Monday. Get this. There is a chance that late Sunday night, Monday morning, you know what I'm going to tell you, not here, folks, northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, Green and White Mountains, will see some snow.
What?
You got it.
How much snow are they going to see up there?
Not much, but they'll get a little snow. They'll get a little snow up there. So we may be talking about that on Monday morning. Wow. What you should be talking about now is something else blowing its top.
A volcano in Hawaii.
Hawaii. 1,700 people evacuated. Lava pouring out of the volcano. Smoke seen on the satellite picture from this volcano. It's one of the most active volcanoes in the world. But every time I think about a volcano, I think about Marshall and his theory, and it's not unfounded. You get this ash flying up into the atmosphere, depending upon how active this is. This could change weather patterns. Keep on the alert. This could change weather patterns. You know, it could mean if it were to be a very, very active volcano, it could cool things down as we go toward June. So let's see what happens with that. We'll be watching that. On another note, I'm going to go over to cable TV and ask Marshall. I know you told me this before, but I'm going to ask you again. What does it cost to get on to Netflix?
Netflix is it started out at $8. It might be $10 or $12 a month. That's all.
And you think it's well worth it?
Oh gosh, yes.
What about Hulu?
Hulu, absolutely. Hulu. That's, you know, it's, I've cut my cable bill. My cable bill was like really high, close to, people are gonna drop dead. Close about $380. It's now down to $200 and some odd a month. Because I've added these channels on and taken things off my cable bill.
And how much is Hulu?
It's right around the same. There's a free one that has commercials.
Oh, okay.
And then there's one that you pay for that there's no commercials or anything, and I think that's $8 to $10 a month. It's definitely worth it. Definitely worth it. I mean, okay. I watch things like The Looming Tower, all these great shows. It's really terrific, and that way I don't have to see what's going on in politics.
I would really like to see Lost in Space.
Oh gosh, you'd love it. I'm telling you.
I know. You realize that, you know, come next year, I will get the entire season free.
Yeah.
Because I have to look at that stuff to vote on when they do the SAG stuff. I also want to see, what is it, the other one, The Handmaid's Tale?
That's good. That's exactly. There's so much good there, Pat.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I do want to see that stuff.
There's so much good programming on all these that you don't get on regular. It's worth the extra money, Pat. It really is. Not to have commercials and stuff like that. It really is.
Okay.
I wouldn't steer you wrong on this.
You never do. That is good. Thank you very much for that. I hope you have a nice weekend. Sunday's going to be the kind of day that, Marshall, you'll just want to stay inside because
the big day
showers in 60s is not your cup of tea.
The big day is tomorrow, the Sharon Classic Road Race. I'll be out in front of the station between.
It's going to be beautiful.
8 and noon, I'll be out in front of the station.
Oh, it's going to be lovely, so enjoy that.
Pat, I want you to have a good weekend, and I want you to watch the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, right. Listen, I had to watch the Mets yesterday, and that wasn't fun.
Oh, my God. No, it wasn't. Poor person.
Thank you.
Right. Hey, Pat, have a great weekend.
You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.